So, life is sacred. But of course, we see in the Old Testament there are a lot of murders, beginning with the murder of Cain. The kind of punishment Cain got tells us that right from the beginning, even before the Ten Commandments were given, God wanted everybody to know that murder is wrong. However, the same God who has commanded us not to murder is clear about murder during the military warfare when you are defending your country. And it sounds like in such situations, there is a possibility that somebody will die, but you did not go out of your way in cold blood to kill. It was out of military warfare. There is also, it is therefore clear that there will be circumstances like doctors. Their work is to heal and will do their best to heal. But sometimes in order for the mother to survive, the baby may have to die. But he's not, did not set out of his way to kill. It is that here there was no alternative. The baby died. And so we need to see that in God's way of looking at things, there'll be ways, circumstances that will lead to death. The question is, can you call it murder when there was no alternative? When you did it in self-defense? The book of Leviticus is full of those explanations that where murder is no longer to be punished. So you need to see those mitigating circumstances, but look at the intention of God is you will not go out of your way to kill. But if somebody has died in the process that was never intended to kill, you need to understand it will not be murder. And God, who sees in secret, will know your heart and know that you did not set out to kill.